The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about despising not small starts. Ooh. Also, some trivia updates. Probably a good idea to let people know what's going on there. A notation of a Facebook notation. You think that doesn't make sense? Wait till I talk about it. And then a 12 years of bleeding.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing politics. Do I want to talk about politics? Poly, many, ticks, blood-sucking insects. I know you guys are listening all the time on all the stations. We'll see. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We got some trivia updates. For those that are feeling cha-chingish, we're not going to be giving away money. I can see a lot of people going, wait, you should have waited to tell us. I try to be honest and upfront all the time as best I can, when I can, if I can. Normally I can. But I'm just telling you right now, we are going to give you a trivia update on the winners and the money they have received. And I do want you to know that if you want to talk about trivia or any topic, prayer requests or praise reports, or even a church plug, you're more than welcome to, because it's not professional radio here. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick shout out to Misty, who may be listening right now. I don't know if she is. I don't know if she isn't. I got a chance to talk to her today. Another shout out to Eric. I don't know if he's listening right now. If he is, shout out to Eric as well. Spelled the same way as our good friend Eric from Excalibur. I just think that's cool. Anyhow, we're going to do our sponsorship reads right now, and we're going to get into a little bit of discussion and a little bit of teaching. Let's start off with, now here, Wonder Julie, haven't even talked to her, haven't even barely said hello over the whole weekend, so she doesn't know where I'm starting. Let's start with our first sponsor, John.
Big John. Big John.
So John is the president of the Blessed Roofing Company, and you can get to the Blessed Roofing Company by going to theblessedroofingcompany.com. That's theblessedroofingcompany.com. In case you didn't hear me, that's theblessedroofingcompany.com. Try and get that out of your mind on a Monday. 469-BLESSED is their phone number, 469-BLESSED. Lot of damage that took place over the weekend in some places, and even people here who are faithful and diligent, working hard, had some things taking place close and around their home and their vehicles, and John is the one that we are pointing to because he's the guy you count on. If you got some hail damage, you got some things going on, and you need either a free inspection, you need to understand if there's a roof replacement or a repair, doesn't cost you a penny to find out that information, just get in touch with John at 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, and you'll know that you're dealing with somebody who's a faithful brother in the Lord. You ever want to hear some of his heart, you can always go to our podcast and listen. You will know what's going on. This is a man that wants to do it right before God. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com is the website, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. He would love the opportunity to be a blessing for you. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. There's so much I can say about that, but it's only a one-hour show so far. All right, let me check in with Wonder Julie real quick because I know she's busy, but I do want to see if she had a real good time on the scramble. And
oh,
how
yes.
they did.
I did very well. I was very proud of myself after I hadn't swung a club in 2 years.
Okay, so you went on a scramble,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And for golf, for those that don't know what golf is, can you tell them in like 20 seconds what's a scramble?
Whoever hits the best ball, you use that ball for your next shot.
Okay, so then it's a little bit of bragging rights, is that, or is it against another team?
It was against my Mark's mom and dad. They're in their 80s, and
okay. so
they always whoop us.
I just want to ask the question. I'll ask it real simple. Were you able to tell Mark's mom, ha, 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 or did she get the last laugh?
I would never do that, and she, yeah. It was Father's Day. You have to let them win.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I got to think about that one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let that slide. So you played real good, though.
I did. I did right.
Good for you.
I did well.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Trivia updates. All the checks. So we have to do these in checks for those that don't know. So people that won trivia, we had a winner. Samson won earlier. We had three people win on Friday. All those checks went out today. Every check. Yeah, I want to know how I know. I went to the post office.
It was Leonard, Stacy, and Julie, and Lynette was our first winner.
First winner. That got taken care of by Johnny.
Yep,
Johnny Hill. Okay, the movers of God. Johnny Hill. Boy, I just can't get that out, can I? movers of God.
They move God right along.
They help people move. So anyway, that whole idea there is that they took care of that one, and
yes.
that was it. And then the other four have been taken care of, so we're making sure to take care of everybody.
Awesome.
Going to drop a trivia question in just to keep you going, because you don't know what day or what amount. Whoa. That's why you say, well, Dave, then you now have to listen to the whole show. Aha! Aha! What do you think, that's new? Yes, I just invented that. That hasn't been going on for thousands of years. All right. Keep it simple. Ready? Let's keep this one easy. Who tried to kill Mordechai the Jew? In the book of Esther, who tried to kill Mordechai the Jew? Notice that I use my Jewish pronunciation there. Mordechai. Like, how you doing? That was trained, just to let you know. All right, we're going to get right into the next subject. I'll talk about Facebook in a little bit. I want to talk about this first. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 through 46. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go and eat and drink, for there is the sound of heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. He had talked about rain and that rain was coming. Oh, we already got our caller. Boy, that was fast. Okay, just everybody hold on. Let me get the call. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's going on? You got our answer for us?
Good. It's a Haman.
Haman. Haman. So you got to use that. You got to do that. Okay. Haman, you see, that's the way to do it. Good job, my friend. And by the way, your winnings are on the way. They are in the United States Postal Service somewhere.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Okay, bye-bye. Well, he just right on top of it. He's staying on top of it because he knows this contest is legit. We pay our people. All right, so let's get back to this. I want to talk. So Ahab was told by Elijah, hey, dude, it's going to rain, and it's going to rain. And he said, you better get ready because they were in a three-year drought, right? Verse 43, as after the prophecy is given, Elijah is praying. For those that don't know, he gave a prophecy, but he's praying for the prophecy to come true. For everybody who thinks, well, you just prophesied, it just happens, it certainly appears here as though Elisha was praying for the prophecy to come to pass. Verse 43, go and look toward the sea, he told his servant, and as he went up and looked, there was nothing there. He said, there's nothing there. He said, seven times Elijah said, go back. The seventh time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. And Elijah said, go tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, the wind rose, and heavy rain came on, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came about Elijah, and he tucked in his cloak and his belt, and he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel, which means he outran a chariot, which was horses, just to let you know what's going on there. That's its own miracle. Here, that's not what I want you to concentrate on. Elijah gave a prophecy. He told Ahab, hey, it's going to rain like crazy. Then Elijah went and prayed that the Lord would bring that about. Now, it was going to happen, but he either wanted to speed it up or he wanted to have a sense of a church, whatever that was that brought him to praying. But he prayed seven times, and his servant went and looked seven times to see what was going on. Nothing, 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 nothing. And then there's the cloud the size of a man's hand. Do we have any idea how small that cloud must have been? A cloud the size of a man's hand. Now, I understand it's in the sky, and then the perception is going to be different, but I think the point that the servant was making is, itsy, itsy, bitsy, teeny, weeny. And that was all Elijah needed, was the itsy, bitsy, teeny, weeny. Because from there, he knew was going to come a storm that was going to flood the entire land. You see, but it started like a small little hand. You see, you got to watch the Lord, how he does stuff. Something seemingly small and insignificant, that can be a generator for the greatest of things. While, after all, it was just a small little baby that, when that baby was born, changed the world forever. Forever. See, the small doesn't matter. It's the God who is behind the small. Did you get that line? It is the God that is behind the small. That's the key. That's the key key. That's the key key key. Not why key key, key key. I'm trying to tell you that if you saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, how small is that? It's like, is that like a thread? Is that a thread of a cloud? But that was all that was needed for Elijah to know, here it comes. It's coming. Here we go. Don't despise the day of small things. Big God behind those small things. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Also, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. We'll have a trivia second and a question. We're going to start with our next sponsor. We want to talk about our good friend, Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie and his wonderful wife, Nancy. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. He did a really good job on the interview on Wednesday. Him and I know somebody in California that's in the financial realm that works with people, and we used his line. We took his line about the checkbook thing. Funny. It was really quite funny. That person would really appreciate it. Anyway, retiretherightway.com. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way. And the Bible does talk about planning. And in fact, the idea behind planning is not to stress once you have a plan in place. But if you have no plan in place, it's kind of goofy. That's why it says, bless the plans, the work of our hands, bless the plans we've made, Lord. There's a blessing to the plans that you make. You make your plans, you do your best, but you recognize God's in charge. And one day, God can change everything for everybody or just for one person. So you do your best and you set it up the best way you can, but you don't want to do nada. There's a group of Christians that say, do nothing. That results in nothing getting done. Therein lies the problem. They won't even go preach. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website, 800-287-1667. I will say, they're saying, great. It's plan right, retire the right way. If you get in touch with Jamie, he will set up a meeting with you. No cost. He'll talk to you. No cost. You guys can share a taco. That's 50 cents each or half of whatever it is, depending on whether it's a big taco. Then the last thing is he'll give you a book free, no cost. And then you can decide, is this a guy I want to work with and trust that he can kind of give me direction? He's been doing it for a long time, knows what he's doing. 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com. Yay, Jamie. Jamie will be on like in 2 weeks or something. I think it's about 2 weeks from now. Okay, let's. I want to talk about something before we get into this. We got a deep teaching. Not deep. It's just something I came across in my devotions and something I saw that really, I don't know, it just really kind of made my brain think and rose, jumped my spirit. You ever read something in Scripture and it kind of jumps? That's the Holy Spirit working inside you, taking the word of God and making the connection. It's a very powerful experience. It doesn't happen every single time you read every single word, but it's fantastic when it does happen. So it happens for me quite a bit. And actually, I just keep a notepad next to me, and I have written personally about 120,000 notes. And if I ever published it, people would go, he was a loon. But I just try and take the best of those things and share them with you. However, I do want to say something, and it's kind of a confession. So on this show, we think it's really important to confess early, fast, and often. Eat your humble pie and eat it right away kind of mentality. And one of the things that I did tell people is that we would never, and I'm not going to, on this show, ask you for money for this show. Okay? But I did, and I'm confessing it, put up on Facebook asking for a little help. Just to let you know, you don't have to do it to listen to this show. Nothing on you guys whatsoever. We just have some expenditures that are coming up. We're just asking people to pray and see if they want to help. Oh, totally in your camp. But I am telling you, as a listener of the show, it is only on this show. I don't want you to feel any obligation ever, ever to be a participant in this show or to connect to this show. Only if the Lord leads you otherwise to get deeper in. The only place I can tell you to go is Facebook. Can't say anything else other than that. That's all I get. I can't do nothing else. So I'm sorry that I ever – I wish I was a multi-trillionaire, and then I would never need a penny, and I would just do ministry all the time. And I would just give away to ministries. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Wouldn't that be a great thing? But that's not the design of God. That's the design of Dave. Notice I didn't say a multi-billionaire. I just want to point that out. A multi-billionaire, that's what a lot of you think. Or a multi-millionaire. Some of you are even more humble. Not me. I want to be a multi-trillionaire. That way, I just never have to wonder. I could just spend the whole time doing it. It's that terrible. I'm bad. All right, get to trivia in a second. I want to talk to you about this thing that I read. Do you remember the woman who had the issue of blood? So in Matthew, it talks about Jesus going to Jairus' home. Jairus was a leader of a local synagogue. Mark does the same thing. Luke has a similar element to it. The Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called synoptic gospels. The reason they're called synoptic, what do you think synoptic is? It has to do with vision, the way that we see things. And these three gospels have a very similar line. We don't believe in the theory of Q for those that are really into the theology of this. We do believe that the Gospels are four accounts of four people who met Jesus, and that's the result. And you think, well, why would Mark say something different than Matthew? Well, if you went to an elephant and you came from the north side or the south side, I think your descriptions of the elephant would be very different. And even if you went from the east and the west side, you're going to see things from a backwards point of view. I'm just telling you, that's just the fact of life. You can't change that. And so that's why when you read the Gospels, you think, well, why are they different? Because they're different people. They weren't written by the same person, other than the Holy Spirit being the underlying power that's directing the writing, or that's directing them in communicating. The Gospels are the recording of four encounters with Jesus. I think many people agree the reasons that John is so different is because he completely saw Jesus in this much different light. So much so that he was the only one deemed good or not good enough, right, to be the receiver of revelation, which is like, wow. I would never be that good as a disciple. Just telling this stuff. I wouldn't even be good to get the dog licensing guide. All right, here's what Jesus, this is what took place in Mark. When Jesus went back across the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. The leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She's about to die," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hand on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and the crowd thronged behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. She was suffering a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she was worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his clothing, I will be healed." Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel that she had been healed. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to share something that you've got to recognize. This woman, in the pursuit of getting better, became broke. Do you understand? She spent, the scripture says, everything she had to pay, she had to pay the doctor. She spent everything she had. She got no better. She was broke. And I want to tell you about this right now. She had no money hope. She had no hope for money. She was out. She was broke. It didn't work. She paid for it. It didn't happen. What a drag. She went through everything she had to get better. Nobody knows at all whether these were good doctors, bad doctors. We have no idea what's going on. We know this. She spent everything she had to make it happen. It didn't happen. In fact, her disease got worse, and she had no hope. Because money failed her. But she did have something that we don't often talk about. She had Jesus hope. See, she had no money hope because she had already spent all her money and it didn't work and she was out. But she had Jesus hope that she could just touch His clothing. He didn't have to say a word. He didn't have to do a thing. She just needed to touch Him. Her faith was high for her just to touch Him, and then she would be better. Money couldn't cure her, but if she could touch Jesus, she would be well. What money couldn't do, Jesus could. That was her estimation. How did she know that money couldn't do it? She spent it. She used it. It failed. But Jesus, He could do it. He could pull it. So all she wanted to do was touch Him. That's it. Because sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it's not the bank account. Sometimes it's the bank in heaven. Isn't that hard? I can't stand that. I hate that. But it's true. And I want to walk in it just like everybody else should. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with these.
The David Spoon Experience.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has had quite a bit of bodily pain. But knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown is a true blessing for me. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 817-329-4979. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 817-329-4979.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, David Spoon Media. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Bam. That's fast. I like that, right? Smooth. It rolls off the tongue. Let's see. Did that. You know what a divine appointment is? Have you ever heard of that expression, a divine appointment? Okay. Let me tell you something that happened today. I'm going completely off script.
Wait. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Poor Wonder Julie. I don't pay you enough, that's for sure. So I woke up today. Now look at how the routine goes is, you know, I get up, I always do my devotions. I'm a devotional nut, okay? I've been a Christian for almost 41 years, but let's just say 40 years. I have not missed a day of devotion in 23 years, not a day where I've spent at least an hour with the Lord in prayer and in Bible every day except for Sundays. That's my Sabbath. Okay, because that's the church day. Okay, anyway, and my big goal is to do that for 33 years. I think most of you can figure out why. So I get in the morning and kind of help my wife with whatever's got to be helping, help the dog, because the dog always needs help. Just, I don't know what it is about our dog. He just needs more and more help all the time. It's not even because he's older. It's just because he's more spoiled. And so then we get all that stuff taken care of. I make sure to do my prayer, make sure to do my Bible, get everything said. And we've been doing this for a long time. And then what I do is I make sure that I know kind of, or let me rephrase it, where I think I'm going for the show. You know, I've thought about it the night before, and that's probably what I go to sleep on, is thinking about, well, what about this and what about this? And I have these long, 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 long conversations with the Lord. So if I get 6 hours, dude, it's amazing. That's an amazing amount of sleep for me. Even on weekends, it's just a lot. So then I will sit down, and then I'll do the business side of things and make some calls. And for whatever reason, I try to, you know, make the calls, touch base with people, because we want to have 8 to 9 sponsors. So today I was making the calls, and things were going fine. No big deal. Everything was great. And people are relatively nice. If you're not a jerk on the phone, it's not that big a deal. But it was like almost 11 o'clock, like 11:02. And I just felt the urgency. I had to go to the bank to get the checks for people. And so I just felt this urgency to go, go, go. And so I just, okay, I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to wrap everything up. I'm going to go to the bank right this second. It's like, how bizarre is that? So I go to the bank. I pull into the bank, and I'm there, and I tell the guy I need some counter checks, and we're talking, and then she asks me a question, and this guy walks in. Now, remember, I'm almost done. I'm 40 seconds away from saying, see you later. Have a nice day. And she says, and I said, oh, these checks are for trivia winners from the radio show. And the guy who walked in goes, radio show? What kind of radio show? And I said, no, radio show. I do a talk show on KAAM 770. And he goes, I did radio. I said, oh, I came out of California. He goes, I came out of California. So we started talking, and it turns out that he's was a pastor, and he's come out, and he's spending a year working, right? And then he wants to get back into ministry, and we started chatting, and then he was in an industry that my sister-in-law and her husband, especially her husband, was in an industry where they were working with bands that are kind of secular in nature, and we just started talking. We sort of spent 10, 15 minutes talking, just connecting with one another and having all these points of connection. and we exchanged numbers and talked, and we decided we're going to get together in the future. That's what we call a you think, oh, that's a casual run-in. No. It's almost as though the Lord said, go to the bank. I want you to meet this guy, Chris. You're going to meet him at the bank. And he said to Chris, go to the bank. You're going to meet this guy, Dave. You just don't know it, but you guys have a lot in common. I'm going to connect you. And sometimes you'll meet somebody, and what Christians have termed that is, it's a phrase called divine appointment. So there's something that was set up that was meant to be. That you meet somebody and you gauge with them, and it's like you don't always know what the results are. You don't always know. I mean, the whole thing could have simply been to encourage him to keep going, to encourage me to keep going. Maybe he'll be on the show one day. Maybe there'll be sponsors. Maybe we'll support whatever he's doing in ministry. I have no idea, and I don't ever proclaim to know it, even if we're in the middle of it. But there are times in your life where God sets stuff up. And to help you understand how specific that is, and before you think, oh, you know, poo-poo, that's ridiculous, before you get to any of your insights, just keep in mind that when Jesus was talking to Peter about the fish, to go get the fish, the first fish he was going to find is the one that had the 2-drachma tax coin in its mouth. That was a complete setup by the Lord. So if God takes the time to put a setup with a fish, what makes you think he's not going to do setups in your life? I'm just saying, it's like, of course he does that. Of course he'll do things that will put you in a place that you'll meet somebody that will have something that even if you don't understand why, he's trying to accomplish something that goes beyond you. And you might think, well, that's crazy thinking. No, that's not crazy thinking. That's called thinking with God. And let me, I'm going to just go on this. So, poor Wonder Julie's just going to go, okay, Dave. Here we go. But here's the thing. Have you ever driven down the road? And I know you have. And for some reason, either you prompt and you take the wrong direction, or you take an alternate route, or something else is going on. You have no idea if that's a part of a plan. I'm not saying that everything that happens like that is part of a plan. Certainly God knows it's going to happen. But there are times in your life when the most ridiculous, most insignificant thing has significance in the mind of God. And it's not your job to try and see those ahead of time, or really even to see them afterwards. It's your job to walk with the Lord. And when he wants you to know, you'll know. That's one of the things that I find amazing about this gal that we're talking about the healing with the gal with the hemorrhage. It says immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel that she had been healed. She knew she was healed. All right? It wasn't her going, I wonder if I'm healed. I think I'll go to the doctor and find out if I'm healed. I'll try and find out if I'm healed. The scripture says she could feel it. She knew it for sure. People are like, well, you can't live by your feelings. But to eliminate feelings is just as stupid. You see what I'm saying? You can't use feelings as the front runner on your train. That has to be truth. And by the way, it can't be love. It has to be truth, because only truth defines what real love is. That's why it can't be love. Because in the world's love, it's accept everybody's sin and don't care. That's not love. See, that's, you only know that by truth. But anyway, the point is, the feelings might not be the lead on the train, but it's a part of the train. God gave you feelings. And there are times in your life where you know, and I get that this is not the most brilliant theological statement, you know that you know that you know that you know. I understand that's not really theology, but it's true. So sometimes theology can mess things up. That's why the scripture says to the law and to the testimony in Isaiah. It's either 6:8 or 8:6. I keep forgetting. The idea is that it's both. And so the Lord will do things in your life that are seemingly insignificant, that make no sense, have no, yet there's a purpose. Now, if you were brave enough to believe that, the Christian walk becomes an adventure. If you're too pious to believe that, then you can stay in your dusty Christianity. But how come everybody else who's doing those kind of things is having such a great time in theirs?
Isn't that amazing?
Sometimes we need to kind of lighten up with the legalism and recognize the Lord is in this. You know, there's a passage in the Old Testament where things are going bad and people are starting to freak out. And you know what God says? This is me. People, see, what happens in your theology, you think everything bad, Satan, everything good, God. Yeah, you can't find that anywhere. That is not scriptural. Even Job was clear enough to say you can accept the good from God, not the bad. So that's just absurdity. But what we don't recognize is that God is constantly moving in our lives, doing things we don't understand beyond us. And if we could just but live a little bit more faith, just a teeny bit more faith, like a mustard seed, then perhaps we could have a better handle on walking in this journey with a little bit more of a smile or a little bit more of a sense of enjoyment or a little bit more understanding of why we ought to be thankful for everything we encounter. You know, it's hard when hard things happen, but it's not as though God goes, well, that's a hard thing. I'm going to go to Pluto now and just hang out on the planet and wait till things calm down, then I'll come back. I mean, that's not what's going on. And all that to say that you don't know if those appointments, that those purposes, everything leads to everything. I've heard, I've probably heard it 50 times, and you've probably heard it more than I have. All of this led up to this. Ever heard that expression? Well, all those things led to this. All of that led to this. Well, that implies that there's somebody writing a script that it all leads up to. And yet, as children of the Most High God, we hardly believe that. Isn't that terrible? God has invested in us so much, has spent so much. The blood of Jesus Christ spilled for our benefit. How will he not also in Christ freely give us all things? And yet, we don't even believe God coordinates in a day. But he knows the hairs on the head that you have. He knows if it goes up or down. Maybe he's more involved than we think. Maybe he's more involved than we believe. It was a divine appointment. It was totally cool. What does that got to do with anything? I don't know. Something I wanted to share. Hopefully it'll help you. Maybe it'll help you draw closer to the Lord. It's all I'm looking for. One step closer, baby. One step closer. One way or another. Me and everybody around me. It's kind of how I look at it. All right. Well, that had nothing to do with anything in the universe, but it did have to do with you drawing closer to the Lord, me drawing closer to the Lord. So I shared it. Maybe it'll bless you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 Christian Station. Going to take a short break, then come back for a little bit more. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything we find. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Boom, 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 boom. We're going to forego our reads and just do a trivia question, and then I'm going to finish up on this teaching because I really do want to finish up on the lady, if you don't mind. So here, I'm going to drop a trivia question. There is not a dollar value attached. If you are so inclined as to be into the legalese element, under davidspoonmedia.com is the contest rules. You know what the contest rules say? I'm in charge. Why? We have to do that for legal purposes. So silly. You can't just do stuff now. You have to, you know, really, like, watch it. Like, okay, okay. Here's the trivia question. This was just a good one for people to know, and Sam's already called an answer. Good job, Sam. But this will keep you sharp. According to the book of James, what triumphs over judgment? According to the book of James, what triumphs? Looking for a specific word. What triumphs over judgment? There you go. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to go back to this lady who had the 12 years hemorrhage. By the way, I find it not a coincidence that she had a blood issue for 12 years. And then the daughter of the synagogue leader, Jairus, his daughter was 12 years old, and she was the one dying. This other lady had an issue for 12 years, and then the synagogue leader's daughter is 12 years old. Do you think coincidence? I say probably not, but we'll leave that for right now. So we did talk about the woman who had spent everything she had, but it got no better. She literally, I mean, from the way scripture describes it, she spent everything she had. She got no money left. She put all of it into the doctors, which there's nothing wrong with trying to get stuff done, but she had run out. So she had no money hope. In other words, there was no hope that money could solve her problem. But what she did have left, all that she had left, was Jesus' hope. That if she simply touched the garment of Jesus Christ, she would be better. And she was right. So in verse 29, it says, immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel that she had been healed. We talked about that. We didn't talk about this. Verse 30, Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. Good to know. So he turned around to the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? His disciples said, all this crowd is pressing around you? How can you ask who touched me? I added the Yiddish accent. But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened, came and fell at his feet and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed. Your faith has made you well. Good, good. Go in peace. Good, good. You have been healed. Good, good. here's what you got to get. Jesus did not just heal this woman physically. She was physically healed, yes, but he called her out in public. She was pronounced by Jesus as clean. The rabbi, get it? Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed. She is clean. And now she is no longer unacceptable socially because she's clean because of the healing power of Jesus. So Jesus heals her physically, yes, but socially too. Probably psychologically. I mean, what this woman received from Jesus was the fullness of healing. Jesus called her to the front. I mean, that's just, if you're somebody that's trying to do things underneath, and I'm going to touch the hem of his garment, then I'm going to run away. And then he calls you. It's like speaking in front of an audience that people don't like to speak. Like, ah! But Jesus didn't just heal her physically. He healed her fully and completely. Isn't that cool? Jesus knows about all the angles in our lives that need healing. How cool is that? It's cool. Cool. It's the telephone. Wow. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. I had a really nice Father's Day, so I thank you for asking
good.
Me that. I appreciate that.
So, glad to hear it.
Okay. You did get that coordinated for your win, right? So you did. Were you able to get that?
For my win?
Didn't you win like a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. All right. So,
yes,
thanks so much. No problem. Do you know the answer to what triumphs over judgment?
Well, I think it's mercy.
That is correct, ma'am. You are right. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Did you know that right away, or did you look it up?
Well, I knew it in my heart, but I did have to read into James for a couple of chapters before I came across the actual word.
Right. I think it's 2:13, if I remember correctly.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And that, I always think of that, just, you know, when you read scripture, sometimes you get like a picture or something, like kind of like you think about it. I always think of mercy and judgment in two separate corners in a boxing ring. And then mercy and judgment come towards the middle, and then mercy gets the first good punch in. triumphs over it. Says, TKO, you win, you know, kind of thing.
Oh,
lockout. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad you got that, and I want you to keep listening, and we got more contests coming and more gifts and gift cards coming everybody's way, so keep it up. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for being on the air.
You got it. God bless you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Awesome. Yay. It's nice to hear from Lynette. Very nice. Thank you for calling in. That's cool. All right. That's a good one. Mercy triumphs over judgment. All right. I got 5 minutes. Wonder Julie's going, give me out. Give me out. Okay. See, you don't understand, folks. You only have to hear as this is going on here, but you can always turn that button. She can't turn the button. She could turn the button, but she's not supposed to turn the button. Anyway, let's go back to the lady. So the lady who has the hemorrhage, 12 years, right? She's no money. No money is going to change the situation. So the money hope is gone. She's operating strictly in the Jesus hope. She does, touch his garment. She gets that healing. Jesus can feel that healing is the power actually has gone out of him, which is really an interesting statement. Because you have to think that Jesus would know not just if people are touching him, but if something divine happens, he's God. He would know. And so power goes out from him. He knows. Who touched my clothes? And not just touching me. Somebody got something. So when the woman realized that and he said, daughter, your faith has made you well, go in peace, you've been healed. You have to think about what Jesus thinks, but what Jesus knows that we don't know. I'm not saying that woman was oblivious to her social position, but she was really looking for physical deliverance. That's really evident. And she couldn't find it anywhere but in Jesus. Then when Jesus steps into the picture, she finds physical deliverance, emotional deliverance, social deliverance, psychological deliverance, probably every deliverance there is. And the reason that I bring that up is because I want you to know that Jesus knows the nook and the cranny of you, inside and out, what needs to be touched. It's not, and I think some people that pray for healing and have had success, I think it's cool. I'd rather people pray for healing than not pray at all. But only the Lord knows every nuance of what a person needs to receive a full healing. And that full healing is enormous. This woman was not just touched for the moment. Her life was changed because of Jesus. Your life can be changed because of Jesus. Maybe your ailment's got nothing to do with physical pain. Maybe it's all emotional pain. Maybe it's all inward scars. I don't know. I just know that the Lord heals inside and out, and that connecting to Jesus is often the best answer to any problem. Most people go around, they're so afraid of life. So afraid this is going to happen and this is going to happen. It's amazing that Jesus is the one that says consistently, you don't need to be afraid. So he heals on many, many levels. I ask you, I implore you, I beg you to ask Jesus to touch you in your life and let him hit every area that needs to be touched. He's really good at it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
You're beautiful.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.